Good afternoon, or I guess night it would be. So I've been doing some investigation and research, and I just watched the Discovery Plus documentary series about this case called Finding Andrea, and it's about a mother of that went missing. Andrea Cannibal, sorry. So we're just going to kind of go through the timeline of how she went missing, what was happening, and the possible theories. So she was a single mom, and she had went missing on August 13th in 2019. She was also an active member of a local group that helped locate missing persons, which is obviously very ironic because she ended up going missing herself. So at the time of her disappearance, though, she was experiencing just some bad luck. She had lost her job. She had gotten an accident. She had two sons, but they were both had been separated from their fathers. And the night that she had disappeared, the boys were actually with their fathers. So the family had always described her as being devoted and loving and sweet and caring. But as you delve into this documentary, you realize there was a lot more going on behind the scenes. excuse me. So we're going to go through the timeline of her disappearance. So on August 12th, prior to 11:22 p.m., Andrea was actually at the McDonald's on a popular level road with her sister's boyfriend, Ethan, which is very important in this case, and one of her nephews. After they had finished, they had drove to a medical center, and Andrea had been seen for injuries to her face, which was possible from an infection. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My throat is all gross because I spent a lot of time at the bar last night smoking. But this is important because we don't know where the injuries came from. They say it was a possible infection, but there was also could have been possible abuse that had gone on with her and her brother-in-law. So at 11:22 p.m., Andrea had actually taken a lift to her mother's house, where her sister and her sister boyfriend, they had all been living while the house was undergoing renovations. She had arrived at her mother's house at approximately 11:43 p.m. So on August 13th, 2019, just after midnight, she had left the home of her mother's to walk a mile to her other sister's home. And according to some of the private investigators that had investigated this case, she was very upset when she left her other sister's home. People that were neighbors with them before the renovations, they started doing the renovations, had described that house as being very chaotic. They would hear often, you know, very loud fights. And they assumed it was between Ethan and Andrea's sister, who Ethan was involved with. But to this day, we don't exactly know. But we do know there was a lot of animosity and there was a lot of competitiveness between Andrea and her sister. So, excuse me. So when according to the prime investigator, she was very upset when she left her sister's house. He did not disclose what happened, but that is also because it was also just kind of assumed. Andrea actually had arrived back at her mother's house at about 1:50. However, her sister and her boyfriend had locked her out of the house due to an earlier disagreement. So there was a disagreement, but nobody can quite say what the disagreement was about. But why... If your sister, I mean, I get me, you know, you and your sister are fighting, but why would you lock her out of the house? That has always just kind of disturbed me. And the fact that apparently she was banging on the door and apparently nobody heard her. And then when she went to her other sister's house, her sister had allegedly, well, basically told her, you know, you can't stay here. To me, that's just very cold. why would you send your sister to a place that she had just had a fight with the sister, you know, the other sister and her fiance or boyfriend or whatever the hell he was. And, you know, you can clearly see that her sister had said that she was very upset and she could see that she was distraught. Why would you send your sister out in the middle of the night at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning to walk back to a house that was potentially, you know, very explosive? So the police did confirm that her phone was active at around 6:30 that morning in the vicinity of her mother's home. She was reportedly had been wearing a white tank top, that is pretty much all they had to go on. So going on to the investigation, there was many just very odd things that had come up with his investigation. So there was kind of always, Andrea was kind of like the black sheep of the family. Andrea had always described that her family, you know, was very disappointed in her. She was the black sheep. It was always her older sister and the middle sister that were the most important and got the most attention and that the parents were most proud of. And so that was kind of leaving Andrea out. You know, she was going through a rough patch in her life at this time with her losing her job, you know, getting in the car accident and possibly losing her kids. She gotten involved in, you know, trying to locate missing persons, and her parents just thought that was kind of a waste of time, which I find very just funny, considering that she did go missing and they really, you know, it was mostly the dad that was trying to make the appearance of this, you know, we're a perfect family type of thing. And then once investigators start digging and figured out that there was a lot of jealousy involved with the sister that she was living with and the sister's fiance, because the sister thought that Andrea and Ethan were having an affair, which was never proven but was never disproven. But everybody said that that was just a bad, toxic relationship between all three of them. So as the investigation goes on, you know, as she goes missing, you know, they go into the house and the house that is being renovated, and they find that there is a hole, like someone had either tripped or had been pushed into the wall, and it was pretty much like an impact of, you know, the head. So that leads you to maybe question what had happened in that house. And to this day, I find so odd that her sister and the sister's fiance, Ethan, have refused to talk to the police. They had been questioned, but they had waived their rights. And that's very odd to me. Why would you do that? If your sister that you claim that you care so much about is missing, why not cooperate? Why not talk? Why will they not say what happened at that house? Why Andrea had left the house to go to her mother's and then go to her sister's? What happened? That has always freaking bugged me about this case. They just until this day, they still refuse to talk. I mean, if it was my sister that had gone missing, of course I'm going to do whatever I can to try to find her and not withhold information. And so watching this documentary as the time goes on, we learned that Andrea was actually, not only was she involved in, you know, that group of finding missing persons, but she, excuse me, also started working with a private investigator and doing undercover work, which may have led her, I mean, she was actually doing drugs, but it may have led her into a deeper, you know, path there. Because allegedly, Andrea did have a fiance that did go to jail, and she had allegedly taken over his drug dealing business. And one of the theories was that she was counterfeiting money and had given one of her suppliers a, you know, counterfeit bill. And, you know, that's probably not a good thing, but that it's not been proven, but it has not been disproven. And that is one of the theories that has also come up. But to me, the theory has always just sunk with me with the whole her sister Sarah and the sister's boyfriend Ethan. that is always, I mean, just think about if you, you know, a sibling has gone missing and you had a fight and then that night they go missing. There's no trace. There's no nothing. Just absolute nothing. Wouldn't you talk to the police? Wouldn't you tell them, you know, exactly what the fight was about? But they still to this day will not do that. So as the investigation goes on, they just believe that, you know, they're never going to find anything if these people don't talk. There's something obviously going on. Even the police have said that. There were possible sightings. There was a sighting September of 2019. They had received a tip that Andrea was possibly seen in the Aquarius Park area, but the police were never able to confirm or deny that. There was also a sighting on October 2019 that she was seen in Clarksville, Indiana, but neither of those they can confirm. So as of now, you know, a couple of years later, this is 2019, so basically 2 years later, what has happened? No suspects have been named. Both of the baby's fathers have been cleared. And as of January of 2020, the case is still considered open and active. And they're hoping that somebody comes along. Maybe somebody saw something. Maybe somebody knows something. Maybe she got too involved in this undercover operation that she was doing for the private investigator. She was dealing drugs. We do know that for a fact. We do know that she was using. So that can also lead you down many different paths. But I'm sorry, just my theory, I'm still convinced that there is just something weird going on with her sister, Sarah, and her boyfriend, Ian. I don't know. To me, it doesn't add up. Because there's no story that you can go off of. So how can you confirm or even believe anything when they're not even fucking talking? But you know what? That's all I can say. I mean, I did a little investigating myself. You can't really find anything because the key people that could hold the answers aren't talking. And that is, to me, trying to go through this case and investigate this case. That is most frustrating because without their cooperation and what they said happened, they just said, yeah, we had an argument about something stupid. No, you don't have an argue something about something stupid. And then the person goes, you know, is so upset enough that they want to walk in the middle of the night to the other sister's house. And then the other sister doesn't let her stay. There's something fishy about this whole family. And I'm sorry to say it because if they didn't have anything to do with the disappearance or they, you know, I do feel bad. But to me, as, you know, I put myself in that situation and if my sister and me had a fight and she went missing the next day, you know, I would completely fully cooperate with the police and tell them everything I fucking knew. And that just has always bugged me. So if you have time, go check out the documentary. It's on Discovery Plus. It's called Finding Andrea. We need to start looking more into these missing persons cases because nobody is freaking looking for these girls besides their family. And that is very, very sad. So until next time, people, I hope you all have a good night. Hope you had a good Halloween. Peace.